Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
I am come to you live, I proudly say, from the Vin Scully broadcast booth here at Dodger Stadium. How about that? The great Vin Scully, 67 years as the voice of the Dodgers. 67! Beautiful. Hey, Don, I didn't ask you, what'd you think of Howie Rose's first pitch?
It wasn't great. I mean, it was certainly better than some.
Better than 50 Cent.
It was not that much better, Peter.
Well, was it better than Fa Fa Fooey?
Yeah. Yes.
Why don't you call it up, Peter? And I'm looking. Don will not say a negative word about Howie.
It went into the direction of the catcher.
Hold on. I'm watching now. I'm going to give you guys commentary live.
A little too much rotational. Oh, my God.
No. That's listen. It's not what you want. Let me take a look at the... He works from the stretch. You know, he doesn't go full windup.
Oh, he always has. He's more comfortable.
Yeah, and then he really does. It's an odd throw. He throws off his back foot. And... No, it's not near 50 Cent or Baba Booey levels. And he points to his throat, indicating to the crowd it was a choke job from the broadcasting legend. Yeah, it's not what you want.
Now,
but it wasn't awful.
You see what Buck said yesterday, Don?
No.
We were talking earlier, are they going to have Senga pitch on normal rest on Sunday or have him pitch on a longer rest on the road where he struggles? He goes, we haven't made the decision yet, but we know it's not going to be Howie Rose. It's tough. I mean, Jack Curry has thrown out the first pitch twice. My colleague at Yes, and he said, you know, it's not easy.
Right. It seems high pressure. You know, it's so basic, and if you were messing around, you could do it so easily.
Right.
But in the moment, I mean, I told you guys when I've played in CC's softball game,
and I wasn't invited.
Yeah, no, never happened. There's literally like 1,000 people there. Like, it's not a big deal. And I still, like, when I'm warming up, I'm Chuck Knobloch. I can't even throw the ball in Yankee Stadium. It feels so intense.
I mean, I caught Ken Singleton's first pitch, and like, my legs were shaking. So you can imagine how you feel throwing the pitch.
Now, listen, Howie's going to be 70 years old soon. I thought it was fine. He should not be embarrassed at all. That's my guy. That's my spirit animal. I told you that.
What do you mean your spirit animal? Talk to us.
Well, just I wanted to be him when I was
now,
growing up.
Tomorrow at Citi Field, there are 4 people going to the Mets Hall of Fame. Al Leiter, Howard Johnson, Gary Cohen, and Howie Rose.
Yeah.
Who do you think goes first to last, Don?
In my opinion,
here's
how it should go. Well, I mean, obviously players go first, so it's going to be Al.
Oh, but wait a minute. Isn't the biggest person last? That's how it was on Yankee.
Oh, I hear you. Yeah, but that's what I meant. So it's probably going to go Howie, Gary, then
it'll
go Howard.
Wait, isn't Howie above Gary?
In my eyes.
So that should be Gary Howie.
But I'm wondering, Michael, because Howie started out doing Mets Extra in the mid-'80s.
Right.
But Gary was doing play-by-play earlier because he started his first year, I believe, was 88.
His first year, I think, was 1 year before mine.
I believe it was
80. So mine was 92.
No, he was before. He was definitely in the 80s. I'll look it up. I believe his first year was 88. So
that would be the same before Sterling?
Yeah, I'm just looking up the Mets when he started with the Mets.
Because Sterling was there 3 years before me, so 91, 90. He was 89.
I can't see where they have him starting in the Mets. I'll get it. I could have sworn it was 88. But maybe I'm wrong.
89 Anthony Greek says for Gary.
Okay. So yeah. So that's still before.
Same as Sterling.
So he's been doing play-by-play longer. He's been a TV, although Howie was on TV on MSG for a long time.
And Sports Channel.
Gary has been on TV longer because he's been on TV since, what, SNY started in 06? And he was obviously doing, he was doing radio up until, it'll probably, in my eyes, because of Howie, because I've always respected Howie with Mets Extra and all that. So I love them both, but Howie I love more. But I think the Mets probably hold him in a higher regard than Howie. And so that
they call Gary in higher regard.
They called.
I don't know. Who's Gary. The guy? Who's the guy who's always on the field for Old Timers Day or any kind of ceremony? It's Howie. They might hold Howie in more regard.
There would be no problem doing that. Howard Johnson.
So Leiter has to be last, right?
Yeah, so Al would be last. That makes sense to me. But those are two great broadcasters, Michael. But when I was Mets Extra, and then I always wanted to do that, and I've done a lot of pre and post, not for baseball, but for certainly hockey and football for a long time, and doing talk shows and being a hockey guy and Howie being a hockey guy, and we both backed up in Albert doing Rangers, so...
And did you watch the great Kenny performance on Pat McAfee earlier?
I just saw quotes on Twitter. I did not see it. No, was it good?
I just watched one clip and it was good. I liked it. He wasn't like the Kenny Bot 3000. He was being a person.
The interesting thing he said, one of the quotes, Michael, is he said that hockey and basketball are the easier sports to do because the ball or puck is always in motion.
He said baseball was the hardest of the major sports.
I saw he said that college wrestling was difficult, but well, baseball is the hardest?
He said specifically, so he said that baseball is the hardest of the sports to do. He said he does 5 to 15 games a year for Fox, and he finds baseball to be the hardest because the amount of time you're filling. Though he indicated maybe that's changed a bit with the pitch clock. And then he said specifically when he was like 25 years old and in D.C., he got booked to do college wrestling, did all the research, they had a good analyst, and still just had no idea what the hell he was doing, essentially, when he got there.
You know, I didn't tell you this story, guys, but Kenny kind of teased me earlier this week. So he texts me out of the blue and says, Michael, can I have your address?
I got the same text.
Right? Yeah. So I'm thinking to myself, this is great. I'm finally going to get invited to the barbecue. So I shoot the address right away. I said, what do you need this for? Because I want to confirm it's for the barbecue. He goes, my publisher wants to send you a book. I mean, I was so deflated.
Well, he didn't ask me. He doesn't care
He knows you don't read.
It's a good, you know what? It's actually a good savings by him. No need to waste the money.
Well, I mean, Don, I'd like, as a friend, I'd like you to push that I get an invite for because it's a great barbecue, I heard.
It really doesn't make sense for you to be there. No, I'm serious, because everybody that's there is somebody he's worked with or works with.
It's every year?
Every year.
You go every year?
Every year.
It's a good time?
All right, so if I'm not going to get invited, Don, mm-hmm. I want you to tell me the date, and I'm going to throw a counter party.
Well, I would have to go to his.
Why?
Because he would have invited me first if I find out the date.
But aren't you closer with me?
Yes.
Okay. Good.
But in this situation, Peter, wouldn't I be right to go to who I agreed to go to first? I can't bail on the guy that invited me first.
Can I ask you a question?
If somebody from Slayer invited you to a wedding the same day as Peter's, I think you'd go to Slayer's wedding.
No, I would not. If Tom Araya got married and invited me, I'd be like, this is odd. I've never met the man. But then I would say it's a shame. I'd have to decline because it's my guy's wedding.
All right, Peter, what were you about to say?
Who's the most famous person who shows up to the Al Bear event?
Marv was there once.
That's the most famous.
By the way, that's a bad sign. The father of the host came once?
That I was there, yeah.
Well, anyone else, though? Is there ever, like, a big Fox person who shows?
Some behind-the-scenes guys. You know, you get your Sam Rosens.
Oh, Sammy.
You know what they say, ain't no party like a Rosen party.
Well, I'm not going to sit here and critique the guest, the clientele.
Why not?
Well,
why
because
not?
The people he works with on Fox, like, oh, Daryl Johnston may not show up because he's not in the area.
Well, but this is the
If Daryl Johnston played, it worked in the Jersey, New York area, I think he would attend the barbecue, yes. And who's he work with now? Vic? No, the former Jet linebacker.
Vilma.
Hey, Jonathan Vilma.
Nice.
If Jonathan Vilma, I think Jonathan Vilma lives in Atlanta. If he lived here, he would go. But it's the people that he works with.
I mean, I'll be honest. I'm not impressed by Vilma anyway, so.
I'm gonna reach out. Tell me if this is wrong, Peter. I'm gonna reach out to Kenny and go, I really would like to go to your barbecue this year.
You should take it a step further, Michael. You should go, I'd really like to go to your barbecue. And based on what Don has said about the guest list, I think you need me.
Well, wait a minute. No, it's just that's a fun time. It's not like I don't go so I can meet famous people. I go because I'm friendly with them. I like the people that are there. It's not a why does everything have to be scorekeeping? I'm just there because it doesn't matter if anybody of note is there. He's got a beautiful pool. You jump in the pool, have fun, barbecue, hamburgers, hot dog. He does a great job with it. And why does Michael not allow me to have things?
He doesn't want you to.
I happen to have something that he doesn't. And he's going to go crazy. He's going to have a party the same day. He's going to crash the party.
Yeah, that's sad.
Right. Amy Schumer followed me. He harassed her into following him.
Oh, yeah, that was
I just
super
can't have things.
Yeah.
I didn't harass Ruth Buzzy.
I did not harass Ruth Buzzy. You could have Ruth.
That's the name of Michael's 12th book. I did not harass Ruth Buzzy.
I told Michael, guess who's following me? Amy Schumer's following me. How crazy is that? He immediately to the computer to rectify it. And then what ended up happening, guess what? She started following him. But it's a cheap follow when you beg.
It is. You're right. You know what? I blocked her since. So,
oh, really?
Yeah. Why? If I had to beg for a follow, now she gets blocked.
That doesn't make a lot of sense. But I happen to get invited to something Michael doesn't get invited to, and nor should he get invited to because
why? Again, we're friends.
You don't work, but it's people that he worked or works with. I don't know if that's a steadfast rule. I'm sure he would invite you if he thought of it.
Are his daughters there?
Occasionally.
Yeah, he doesn't work with them.
Wow.
So there's certainly some.
They
you know,
live in the
outliers.
House. I don't think he's ever directly worked with his dad, but his dad go? His mom's there?
I don't know if his daughters count as outliers, Michael.
Sometimes neighbors will pop in.
So if his neighbors could show up, he doesn't work with them, I could show up. I'm his friend. We have the same birthday.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
I'm getting invited this year.
Maybe he doesn't care for you.
I think that's it, Peter. And that's all I'm looking for. I want it to come out he doesn't care for me. That's all. That's all I need. Let's go to Raul in Harrison. Raul.
Hey, what's going on, boys?
What's going on with you?
How you doing? I'm a little, first of all, I want to say the Dodger and the Yankee uniform, they kept it like that. That's great. That would have upset me.
I agree.
My next point is
great uniforms.
Yeah. And you know why I say that? Because my birthday was 2 weeks ago, Don and Peter and Michael. And my girlfriend got me a jersey.
Oh, no.
It had a name, right? Remember last week about the rant you guys talked about?
Mm-hmm.
That was great, by the way. And I don't know what to do with it. What would you do with it? I don't want to wear it. I don't want to make it.
Why don't you take this?
Should I take that out?
I'm trying to and your wife bought
it
for you?
I'm with Don.
Oh, his girlfriend.
Oh, his girl.
No, I live with her.
And is this going to work out, you think? Or is it day to day?
I don't want to wear it. I don't know how to make her.
Don, is the relationship going to work out long term?
Is it descending or ascending?
It's going to work. It's going to work. She's a Yankee fan, but she's not into the tradition like me.
This is a gift. You know what? It's unfortunate. You're gonna have to wear it, and or try to get. Was it Judge?
Yeah, Judge. Yeah.
Just try to get Judge to sign it so you can hang it up in the man cave. I don't want to. You don't want to insult your wife.
I've got another
it's
idea.
Like
it's a tough. It's a tough thing.
Raul, I've got I got the answer for you. Jersey to a tailor, right?
Right.
Have him remove the JUDGE.
Is that doable? Maybe.
I think it's doable.
If it's stitched.
If it's ironed,
you could be in trouble. If it's stitched.
I would have a bad birthday, you know? I'm like, well, wow, I don't want to wear it.
Well, you know, it's a good teaching moment for your girlfriend that you shouldn't buy that jersey for you.
But I've got to react the way I live. And if Nancy obviously knows, she agrees with me. I didn't even have to tell her about the name on the back. But if she bought me something like that, I'm sorry, I got to wear it. I'm not going to insult her. It's the love of my life. She bought me a gift. I'm not going to insult her. I'm not Dave Rothenberg.
No. See, now you're being a fraud. If you feel so strongly that you wouldn't wear a jersey without a name, then you don't wear it. You don't throw it away.
I feel strongly about it, but I feel stronger about the relationship with my wife and not wanting to hurt her feelings. I'm a human being, for God's sake.
Explain to her, this is not done. I'm going to hang it up. I love it, but I'm not going to wear it and make a fool of myself.
Like half this stadium.
Yeah.
Okay. No. I'm not saying that the people that wear them are fools. Don would be a fool because this has been the thing he's running on his ticket for 2024.
It's true. But Peter, there are levels to things. I'm not going to hurt the feelings of the woman that I love. Would that be wrong? You would look at me like, Don, I get that you have a stand and all that's really nice. It's adorable, really, but that you're getting into a fight with your wife about it.
That's
why we make fun of Dave. Nobody is going to argue about what a fan Dave is. But when he puts it above the feelings for his wife, that's sick. That's a sickness. I don't think my opinions have a sickness, do they?
Yeah, they do. They most certainly do. Let's go to David in Lyons. David.
Michael, Don, Peter, can you hear me?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
First of all, I want to say, Don and Peter, when Michael isn't there, you guys are top-notch. I mean, if in another life, if I come back as a radio show host, I can only hope that Don and Peter are right there next to me. They're that good.
Wow.
Well,
David, can I tell you something before you make your point? It's not that great.
Well, you know what? Michael K., I would love your life of being the Yankee announcer, having the two greatest other broadcasters next to me. You know,
I love my life, but you're making out to be like working with Don and Peter is Shangri-La. Far from it.
Leader of the pack, Shangri-La. I'm from a different era. I'm only 30, but I love the Shangri-Las, Mike. Anyhow, Peter, I just wanted to say I called a Friday or so ago about Night of Champions, and the screener didn't think my question was interesting enough.
Okay.
But I just wanted to call and say I knew that the bloodline crumbling was going to happen, but I thought it would be both of the Usos, not just one. First of all, I just don't think that any of them, aside from Roman Reigns, are going to be great solo acts.
Oh, even Solo himself? How ironic. Well, first of all, thank
you. I know it is ironic.
I appreciate the call, and I find your question to be worthy, but I'll keep it quick so Michael doesn't yell at me. I disagree. I think Solo's a star. I really do think that. And I think at this point, either one of the Usos can be a star, too. So I like that they did it the way they did. And I have to tell you, I'm very curious about SmackDown tonight to see what they do with Roman Reigns' big celebration after getting his head kicked off by Jimmy Uso. Now back to your regularly scheduled sports talk programming.
Let's go to Jim in Long Island. Jim.
That was done well.
Yeah, how you doing, guys? I've been listening to you, and I have a baseball comment, but a parenting comment before we...
Jim, you're going to have to call back. I'm sorry, Jim. The line is really bad. Oh, really, really
Jim,
sorry.
No.
I was curious. Was it a parenting thing he
That's
said?
What it sounded like, a parenting thing. Yeah.
I want to know. Call back.
Well, you know, to be a good parent, you really have to have a cell phone that works.
Oh.
So you can get calls at whatever point of the day.
So now you're not only attacking people for the kind of jerseys they have.
I'm not attacking. That's Don's act.
They have as well.
Who do I attack?
It's your
attack people that wear jerseys with names on it.
So do you. You just did.
No. I think I attack Don. I don't understand why a Yankee fan would wear a Yankee jersey with a name on the back. I don't attack anybody. I don't get it. That's not the Yankee jersey. If you want to put the name on the back, then buy one of the beautiful T-shirts that they sell.
But is it so wrong to just say, this bothers me, but I don't want to hurt my wife's feelings?
You know, your wife is not infallible, Don. She can make a mistake.
Right, but why does he have to make her feel bad when she makes the mistake?
Well, I mean, is she that sensitive? I'm not wearing this, Nancy.
Okay.
In fact, I'm going to take it out. I'm going to wax the car with it.
That's tough. You know, your approach is not making it better.
Let's go to Brad in Staten Island. Brad.
Yeah, how you doing, guys?
Brad.
I just want to say something. For my birthday about 2 years ago, my daughter, who was 15 at the time, saved up the little money that she has, and bought me a Judge jersey with the name Judge on the back. There is no way in the world I'm going to be going to every future Yankee game that I go to and couldn't wear that jersey.
There you go.
You're a great father.
Look at you.
All right. Great father, Brad.
That's fine. Now, let me ask
you. Did it hurt
this.
Your daughter's feelings?
Did you have to hurt your daughter's feelings? Did you have to confront her?
She understood why, you know, she just didn't realize at the time that she bought it, you know, that there's no name on the back. But there's just no way that I would never not wear it.
Michael wants to applaud that, and I agree, Brad, I wouldn't want to wear it either. But your 15-year-old daughter saved up all the money she has to buy you a gift, and your response is, I'm not wearing this.
No, you misunderstood me. I want to wear it. I want to wear it.
But
you won't wear it.
No, I will. I don't know why... No, I will wear it to every single Yankee game I go to.
Oh, well, then I definitely misunderstood it.
Yeah, I misunderstood too.
Yeah, they're not clapping for you. Then they're disgusted by you. They hate you.
No, but right. You agree that you shouldn't have the name on the back.
Yes, I do agree to that. But I will not wear it because of that. I will wear it to every Yankee game that I ever go to.
Because
well, see, now I agree with Brad more than I agree with Don Peter. See if you follow me. This is a 15-year-old girl.
Right.
All right, she saved up her money. Nancy's a mature woman. I think she could take Don disappointing her. He's done it her whole life.
True.
So. I mean,
again, there are levels. All right? I would rather disrespect myself and my own feelings to avoid having to hurt Nancy's feelings. But if Jalen at 15 saved up their money, gave me a jersey, I'm going to wear it proudly. It's my daughter. I'm not going to hurt my daughter's feelings. This is all fun stuff that we do. But there's levels. That I stand for certain things, but it could be amended under the right circumstances. And
if you don't stand for anything, then I'm sorry.
Well, I don't.
Stand for anything, Don?
I stand for a lot of things. Okay, but a sports take is different than like actual life things.
All right, so let's say we don't tip our political hand here.
Never.
You're certain of a political persuasion. And yes. Then your daughter, when she gets to be voting age, decides, you know what, I like what my father doesn't like. Would you vote for her, the candidate she likes?
No, and I wouldn't expect her to think that I had to. So that's
but you don't want to hurt her feelings.
But no, I don't think it's going to hurt her feelings if I have a different political leaning than her.
Well, these are interesting times, Don.
Their family's getting broken up about this stuff.
Then you know what, then grow up. But that's not gifting somebody something.
If she got really upset that you wouldn't wear the jersey that you don't believe in, you know what the thing would be? Grow up. She'd get over it.
but not the first thing she ever bought.
Why? Now it's a different story. Is it the first thing she ever got you?
Well, that's the way that's it was for Brad. She saved up her money, I'm assuming, to buy. That was the first gift with her own money she was able to buy her dad.
That's beautiful.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And, boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Catch the show on demand wherever you want. Just subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, I've got a travel question for Peter because he's pretty good at this stuff. So the latest flight out of L.A. today is 11:40.
Yeah.
I'm booked on that flight.
Perfect.
Am I making it?
11:40?
Yep.
What time's first pitch?
It starts at 7:10.
What airport? LAX?
Yep.
Oh, yeah, no problem.
No, you're being naive. The problem is getting out of the parking lot at Dodger
Stadium. I've never experienced the... Are you stuck with the everyday jabroni?
What do you mean?
You're just
I'm an everyday jabroni.
No, you're not. You're just stuck in...
Yes,
The parking lot is the parking lot. Right, the parking lot. So, I guess, man, you said the flight's what time?
11:40. So let's say
it's boarding at 11:10. So it's boarding realistically around 11.
11:10.
A boarding will close by 11:30.
Right.
That's kind of the number we need to think about. It's done by 11:30. So you need to get out of that parking lot and move it. And you're driving, you have to return your car?
No, we're getting a car.
Oh, you have a car service?
Yeah.
Car service? You got pre-check?
Yes. No check luggage.
Here's the issue. You should be okay. And at every other airport in the country, besides LAX, I would give you almost a guarantee.
Okay.
The problem with LAX is, and I'm sure you've experienced this, you show up at a time at night when you're absolutely sure it won't be crowded, and it takes you 40 minutes to just get inside the airport. Like, that can happen. But I still think you'll be okay.
I don't remember the time. There was an afternoon, Rangers-Kings was an afternoon game, and I was able to get the flight. But what I had to do, a couple of things, Michael. Of course, I was at the then Staples Center. So, Peter, I had the car pick me up, like, away from the LA Live thing. So I was worth the 15-minute walk to get away from all of that so that I was not in the congestion around the arena. And I got to the airport. It was still daytime, but it was a weekend. And it was like nobody there. And I got so lucky, and I just caught the flight to go home. So I found LAX to be pretty convenient.
It just depends on the day. It just depends on the day.
Yeah, but that time of night, my biggest concern for Michael would be to just get out of the congestion of leaving the ballpark. But they're known to leave early. Do they still leave early with the quicker games?
You know what? It's a great question. I don't know. And I guess what I have to root for is I have to root for them to be a blowout one way or the other. So they do leave early.
And what? There's no other flight?
No. Next flight, 7 in the morning.
I think you're going to make it.
All right, good.
Keep us
Peyton Manning was on Stephen A's World.
Sure.
Peyton, who, so brilliantly recommended Adam Gase to be the Jet head coach, he said he likes the Jets this season. Let's listen to Peyton.
I like Aaron Rodgers for the Jets. He's excited. I like the fact that he knows the system. Hackett's the coordinator. Aaron's going to be able to speak the language. He's going to be able to know the system better than anybody in that huddle. He's going to be able to play fast. He's not going to be thinking out there. And I saw him recently at the Kentucky Derby. I can tell he feels rejuvenated. I like the Jets this year.
But likes him to do what?
He likes them. How do you not like them?
But now, Dan Orlovsky was on Pat McAfee's show. And I'm not even going to lead to it. Just listen to what Danny said about the Jets.
I'll be honest with you. I think a lot of the Jets fans that I talk to, like around here, and there's a ton of them, are way more hesitant, pessimistic than I am. I don't know if I've ever seen this Aaron Rodgers. You know, like, Aaron seems to be happy. He seems to be having fun. He's also obviously going to still be ticked off and chip on his shoulder from the Green Bay stuff and whatnot. So I think it's a good thing for what's going on with the Jets. The fact that he's there, I mean, it's obviously New York City and there's a ton going on. It's the best time to be in New York. I honestly believe that they are set up to be one of the teams that can beat Kansas City.
Do you guys believe that?
Well,
I mean, they can beat them.
Listen, that was what I was going to say, Michael. He's not really saying anything. When you think about it, he's not making any... Yeah, they can play with Kansas City. Well, that's the whole idea of getting Aaron Rodgers. They didn't get Aaron Rodgers just to make the playoffs. They got Aaron Rodgers to compete with the Kansas Cities, the Cincinnati's, the Buffaloes. and to be in the football, the Super Bowl conversation. You're not really those two cuts, honestly, and I'm not meaning to insult either of the two. I respect them both. They didn't say anything. I expect them to compete with Kansas City. Yeah, okay, that's what the Jets expect. I think that's what everybody expects. Doesn't mean they're going to beat them, but you're now in the conversation, and I like the Jets. Well, what does that mean, you like the Jets? Do you like them to be a wild card team? You like them to finish above 500? You like them to win the Super Bowl? And the problem I had with Payton's analysis, it was all about Rodgers. Rodgers is the least of my concerns. I think he's going to be fine. But will his greatness be enough to lift this team that are neophytes when it comes to playing in big games and lift them to the level to go out there and win a Super Bowl? Not whether, you know, Aaron Rodgers isn't going to cost them the chance to go to the Super Bowl. It's going to be everybody around him, including maybe the coaching staff. Like, I don't know if Robert Saleh is a Super Bowl head coach yet. So you could tell me that you love Aaron Rodgers because Rodgers is excited and he's rejuvenated. Fine. Don't you expect that, guys?
I do expect it, but I mean, he did take a step back last year. We're assuming the step back was because of the broken hand. But if it wasn't because of the broken hand, it was the beginning of, you know, a little bit age taking hold, that's a slight concern. Now, last year would still be one of the best years in Jet history if he repeated that. But that's not who they traded for. They traded for the Rodgers from 2 years prior, the one that won the MVP.
I would like to hear an analysis of how you feel about everything around him. Like, if Peyton had said, I like the Jets this year because a great quarterback is now going to have weapons to throw the football to. I love Nathaniel Hackett as an offensive coordinator. This is a top five defense. Now you're giving me something to sink my teeth into. And I think the Jets made this move, guys, to be one of the teams that could compete for a Super Bowl. So to say that, I mean, listen, no disrespect to either of those two. I respect them. Those were nothing burgers that were said. Give me something.
Yeah, it would be nice to hear, you know, can someone mention the development of Corey Davis? Like, what is the thing? Like, do you like these other pieces here, you know? Because we all know they should be improved. Listen, if you get the Rodgers from last year and the rest of the Jets from last year.
Yes.
I think we all feel good saying that team would probably be 10-7 or 11-6. Like, that is possible. But if they're going to be better than that, then we need more than those two things.
Let's go to Barbara in Florida. Barbara.
Hello, Bob.
How are my favorite guys?
I haven't heard from you in a while. You okay?
Yeah. Some health issues, but we're getting there.
Okay.
I've been in contact with Don periodically, but I've been lacking on that. Sorry, Don. I had to call in because I am listening to this every single day, and I think what Don did yesterday was completely amazing, and I thought you kind of put it to rest. And I have to be honest with Peter.
Okay. I love honesty.
First of all, keep saying second list is very degrading to people. Mm. Okay, that should never be brought up. Yes, there's a limit how many people you can have, and that's the end of it. But one thing that you do bring up constantly mm-hmm. is money. And that is a turnoff to people, I have to tell you.
Well, how do I bring up money?
You're the same age as my son, so I understand the generation. But if you go back and listen to some of the things that you're saying,
well, but Barbara, in my defense, Barbara, real quick, Don, maybe
Peter, I love you.
No,
you
I know you do.
That.
I'm not offended. I'm not offended. But I do want to. There may be something that's getting caught. Maybe a little bit hard to recognize. Don will agree with me. Maybe he won't. The money thing is almost always brought up by Michael. Michael is always the one throwing who's going to pay for what? What kind of gift will you get? I think it's implied that, yes, I have a limited number and that exists because no one has an infinite amount to spend on their wedding. But I don't feel like I bring up money very often.
I don't
often.
Think so. No,
okay. Do me a favor. Listen back through today's show when you have a chance.
Okay.
And when you brought up the wedding, listen to the words about this one would give more or this one's cheap.
That's Michael. That's all Michael.
I don't think you're aware of it, and that's why, even though I am not feeling well, I am going through a lot of medical issues, I had to call because it means a lot. You are important. You have thrived from when you first joined this show. I don't listen to your morning show. From the time you joined this show, you are thriving.
Oh, thank you.
And it is a pleasure to see it. Just like I see my son thrive, you are thriving. You are going to make it big in this world, bud.
Oh, well, Barbara, I sincerely appreciate that. I'm sorry if you felt disappointed by any of the way things have been addressed. I don't mean to be tacky or crude. I do generally blame Michael for what you think you've heard on the broadcast. But well, I will still do a better job making sure I don't
let me
utter
tell you something,
things.
Peter, okay? Your obsession with money is very disturbing. Don't put it on me. Don't put it on me. You're obsessed with money. Money is secondary to me, tertiary even. Don't you dare put your obsession with me. No. Barbara was right. All you do is bring up money. I'm sick of you. Sick of you, I say.
Whenever money is brought up, it's brought up by Michael.
That is wrong.
It is not wrong.
It is wrong.
It is so right.
Anthony, you might have to lead Tom to where the drop is. Isn't there a drop him saying, I love money, sounding like Scrooge McDuck? I think we have that. I'm really not a money-driven guy. I don't care. I've said many times, and I'll say it again, at no point do I think about what the gift is going to be. I assume this entire wedding is a monetary loss, and it's just going to be a great time.
I end up giving you $500, your head will explode. You'll both be sticking pins in a doll of me after the wedding. So don't tell me that money doesn't matter.
No.
You're a liar. Liar.
I promise you. God, don't I open up and admit to all my flaws? I have plenty of things that I'm completely, I'm embarrassed about how I handle. But money, it's not a driver for me. I mean, it is in some ways. Like, I want to get paid my value, but I don't care about wedding gifts. I've already written off that people aren't going to be able to necessarily pay for, quote, their plate. I don't care about that.
It's unseemly, Peter. Your obsession with money.
Yeah, I make out with money. I love it so much.
See? There you go. I want to make out with money.
I love to touch money.
I love to touch money.
For money, I'd go anywhere.
Any others? Is that it? We run out?
But see, that's all performative, as you know about it.
Oh, that's the performative piece.
Right.
That's the performative.
You're obsessed.
You know, by the way, and I feel so
Barbara
bad because
is right on.
You're such a bad guy.
Tell me why.
That it's actually, it makes me so sad, Don, that Barbara loves me. I've been tainted in her eyes almost because of the filth that Michael brings to the show.
But Barbara loves me, too, and she knows that. I didn't bring this on. You're the one obsessed with money.
Every time it's brought up about this guy, that guy, it's because of how much they're going to give as the gift. That comes from you, Michael.
No,
it's assumed.
I'm not taking this hit. Nope.
When you're talking about being able to invite somebody, not inviting somebody, the assumption is it's because of finances. Otherwise, there'd be 3,000 people at this wedding. But you obviously have to cut it down because the plates cost a certain amount. The room.
Oh, so money's important, right?
Well, but that's a given. But it's not that Peter's bringing up, I'm inviting this person because he's going to pay
money. I've never once said, I don't want Rick or Dave to be there. You know how much it costs per plate? I've never said anything of the sort.
Yeah, it's implied, though. It's implied.
No, all he said was that Dave, you would think, the one thing you did say yesterday was that you would think Dave would be happy not to go because he wouldn't want to give you a gift, implying Dave's cheap.
Right.
Okay, so Don, let me ask you a question. This is not hard. This is not one of the harder questions I've ever asked you. Did I work yesterday?
No.
No, so I had nothing to do with that, did I?
But that's she was referring to today.
Yeah, but she said you're always obsessed with it.
Barbara, I am sorry. I will do better, but also just so you know, you're talking about Michael.
One quick thing, Don, if I could just tell you. I just sent Peter something.
Oh, yeah.
And I knew that he would like it. And he, in the middle of talking, he sent me a reply without even skipping a beat. That's why he's the greatest on the air.
And it was not only a reply, it was an accurate reply.
It was an accurate reply.
It was thoughtful. My phone, Don, my phone will vibrate during the show, and it's from Michael. And I go, oh, this must be important. You know, he wants to say something like, can someone please get Don to shut up? I assume it's something about the show. And then I look at it, Don.
let me just
it's
say
something
this,
for your pleasure,
Don. It's something for all of our pleasure. It has nothing to do with the show.
I wasn't sent anything.
Because you're kind of a geek with this stuff, so I don't even want
to. I think Don would enjoy it just fine.
No, he wouldn't.
All right. Well, Peter, send it to me. I'd like to be able to be the judge.
Okay, I'll send it to you.
All right, great.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Well, that's awesome.
Looking for more access to the show?
That's right, man.
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at TMKS ESPN.
Let's hear Buck Showalter breaking down game one of the NBA Finals. You up for that?
Of course.
Here he is, the Met manager, breaking down game one.
Sometimes it's just the way the world works. It doesn't always fall. That's why we watch the games. I mean, the Celtics should have beat the Heat. They didn't. What about the game last night? Is that center any good? I love the fact that he didn't score hardly the first quarter and was a key to the first quarter. Maybe the game. But what a lesson that he just... I also love watching his two brothers in that series when they had a little scrap going on. Those two guys come out of the stands, it's on. Those two brothers are... I do not want to see that.
That's it. Buck Showalter will be... with Shaq and Charles and Kenny next year on TNT. Breaking down the NBA. The guy does it all, Don.
He really
does it all.
Now, is he a big basketball guy?
He's a big sports guy.
Okay.
More of a college football guy. Loves Alabama. Loves him. Let's go back to the phones. Since we're talking NBA, Spike in St. Pete.
Good, because it becomes small dimension return.
Yeah.
Because my grandfather, he just passed away actually.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, he's not
talking. And he had prostate cancer 30 years ago. He had different cancer.
You know what? I think you should interrupt.
This is too private.
No, all right. Hang up then. Sorry, Spike.
If it's what I think it is, I can't believe he's calling us from there.
Wait.
Like, you think it was from a hospital?
You think he's at the doctor's office?
I think he might have been like at the doctor's.
You're saying the doctor might have been two knuckles deep and we're having a conversation?
I don't know what exam he was getting. He didn't sound like he was in any distress at all.
No, I think he was just talking, you know, maladies, ailments.
With who?
With a friend.
I guess you get to that age.
It's Florida. That's what they do. They sit around the shuffleboard and they talk about things that are going wrong.
Mm.
They go to Del Boca Vista.
Go
to Hank in the car. Hank.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call.
You got it.
I want to say I'm a huge fan.
Thank you.
And Don, you're my guy, but I got to call fraud on this one.
Oh.
What? If Nancy bought you a Cowboys jersey, are you going to wear that?
Well, no, she would know not to do that.
But she did.
No, that's a difference because then it's not the same thing. Like, how could you be married to somebody and you're a Giant fan and they buy you a Cowboy jersey? But there's a nuance to not wanting the name on the back. It is possible that I could be married to somebody who doesn't know that I'm the wacky guy that doesn't like the name on the back, and there could be a misunderstanding. You don't want to hurt her feelings, but if you get it that wrong, my feelings would be hurt. Like, how disrespectful is that? We're married. You know I'm a Giant fan. You think it's a good idea to give me a Cowboy jersey. Then I would have no problem
speaking. But what Hank is saying, you're still hurting her feelings.
No, I wouldn't be hurting
her
feelings.
Right,
because she'd be hurting my feelings by giving me a gift she put no thought into. How could you be married to somebody and not know what football team you root for?
But we were extrapolating out the Yankee jerseys with the names on the back. She would know,
right.
Like, if you were you, she wouldn't get you a Yankee jersey. So we're suspending reality right away. So
right.
You're a Yankee fan and she buys you a Yankee jersey with a name on the back. It's the same thing as a Giant fan getting a Cowboy jersey.
No, it's not the same thing. Peter, help me out.
No,
it's not the same thing.
No.
Because then that's her. There's one thing not knowing as a Yankee fan that I don't like the name on the back. It's quite another not knowing what football team I root for. And we were married. We walk down the aisle and she doesn't know what football team I root for. That's completely different.
But
that's
you walk down the aisle and if she was married to you and you were a Yankee fan and she bought you a jersey with a name on the back, she wouldn't have any idea about being the Yankees either.
No, because that's a nuanced idea. There's obviously tons of Yankee fans, as Peter pointed out, that don't think it's a big deal.
It's half the game.
Let's go to Alex in Hoboken.
Hey, Alex. Guys. What's going on?
How you doing?
Good. Just wanted to make a point about all the beloved Michael K. Show regulars. Ira from Staten Island, Spike from St. Pete, and Richard from Manhattan.
Oh, here we go.
Think you guys should install some sort of a pitch clock for them to make their point.
Wow. I'm getting to that point, yes.
15 seconds or less. The rest of us that love your show and listen every day don't want to hear about every single detail that's going on in their lives for 10 minutes before they make a belabored Knicks or Yankees point.
This is really, really harsh, but I like the cut of his jib.
Alex, you know,
he's saying what I don't have the guts to say.
You've got a sharpness about you, and I think you bring up some salient points. So how long should the pitch clock be, guys?
I think you got it. He's going a little high. I think 30.
No, I think because they're regulars, we can give him 45.
45.
That gets spiked for you guys. Are great. Thank you for. I mean, boom. He never gets to make his point.
How's the back of your belly?
Right.
A 45-second pitch clock for Spike. Now, listen, Ira doesn't.
We don't have to worry about Ira anymore.
He's never calling. He's done. And Don, didn't you give him a date and he didn't hit the date, so he's done?
No, he's done. He's done. And yeah, he's literally calling every show. So something's going on.
So he's calling every show on every station except us.
He calls every morning to those guys. So something's going on. I don't remember saying anything negative about him. Nothing that hadn't been said.
No, nothing
before.
Ever. Nothing serious. Nothing we wouldn't say to his face.
I mean, give me a break, all right? But
bye, Ira.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.